Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter. Hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. Today's devotional is called Hope for a Mutter. The personal reading can be found in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. Our main scripture reading here is found in Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 3 through 4. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. When my husband built a cover porch on the front of our house, he anticipated that someday a bird might try to build a nest there. So he built the top of the corner and posts on a slant. Later we laughed smugly when we saw robins trying their best to claim squattering rights to a new house. Piles of grass on the porch reveal their wasted efforts, but after 2 days of steady rain we saw that a nest had indeed appeared in the very spot we thought was impossible. Because of the rain, Miss Robin was able to mix up a batch of her mud mortar, weaving it with twigs and grass. Our determined feathered friend had built herself a new nest she had preserved. Perseverance is inspiring. Trying to live a Christian honoring life while experiencing hardship can leave us frustrated and discouraged. But when we depend on God to help us through our difficulties, we are empowered to keep going even when we can't always see the resolution of our problems. Galatians 6 verse 9 reminds us of this truth. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. This encourages us not to give up. Keeps us, telling us to keep on pushing forward, right? Is our loving God using seemingly insurmountable challenges in your life, in my life, in our life, to produce perseverance? Let him produce in your character, right? Through your character. As our scripture reading, or our scripture main verse here in Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 3 through 4. Patience, experience, and experience hope, guys. When trials intrude to slow down your life, it would be easy for you just to give up. I know for me, it can be. But by perseverance, you will overcome strive. So just keep on plowing. With Christ, you can win. This devotional was given by Cynthia Horst Casper. It's such a beautiful reminder. She wrote this devotional reminder of wherever we're going through in life today, tomorrow, this week, the months, the years, we just got to keep on pushing forward, one foot in front of the other. Love you guys. Remember, you can hit me on Facebook. Also, there's some more social medias out there now that I'm exploring and researching. One's called Social Cross, and the other is Pollen, I think. Pollen, P-A-R-L-E-R, platform. So, these are, I've already joined those two platforms. You can check them out, and they're less filtered as Facebook is. A little bit more reach. Love you guys. Y'all have a good Tuesday.